Happy Advent! Seems like the whole world is getting into the Christmas season, but we have Advent to remember first, and for good reason. Advent is not only the start of a whole new church year. Oh, Happy New Year! They'll wake up later, don't worry. But Advent is a time of watching and waiting. Watching out for God to act and waiting for God to do something big. In this case, watching and waiting for the birth of Emmanuel, God with us, the Christ child. And as we wait, so we have time to look around us, like being a passenger in the car while somebody else drives, or maybe going to the top deck of the bus and looking out, noticing those things that we might have missed before, taking a good look, maybe to make things more real, more relevant, more close. And so in these early weeks, I'd like to encourage us to look at what comes before Jesus, how God's grand plan is always leading up to Jesus and his bursting from the tomb and saving everyone. So today we have Joseph. We know him. He's a favourite. We've probably done him in Sunday school when we were children. We've probably heard all the songs. We've maybe even seen the play. We could even have looked in the Bible for his whole life story. But even if we've just caught a little bit of what happened this morning, we pretty much know his story off by heart. A small boy resented by his brothers, sold to slavers for the same price as Judas sold Jesus. Given gifts by God and gets in trouble when the gifts are used. A faithful follower of God, persevering and serving as well as he is able. He uses his gifts at a time that God gives him. And his country is saved and his own people prosper. Just when we thought that God's grand plan for Israel was going to fall apart and turn into nothing, so God uses Joseph powerfully to bring purpose and potential. God gave him gifts, spiritual gifts to work for God. God gave him insights and dreams, dreams and the power to interpret them for others. And so he uses them to work for God. God gave him skills that were not recognized or respected, even by his brothers, even by his community. But Joseph knew that God had everything in his hand. Rejected by his own community, but God had a plan. Moving from place to place, but God had a plan. Sold for silver and taken away, yet God had a plan. Using his gifts, listening to God, sharing what he had to say, for God had a plan. Faithful through the hard times, steadfast in the sad times, God had a plan and Joseph was part of it. But wait, who might this remind us of? Who might Joseph be revealing to us this Advent? Could it be Jesus, the King to come? The baby to be born? Could it be that Joseph, one of Jesus' ancestors, one of the patriarchs, is leading us to Jesus many hundreds of years before he comes? Maybe his life and his faith is leading us to Jesus. Jesus, who is rejected by his own community, moving place to place, sold for silver and taken away, using gifts and listening to God and sharing what he has to say. Faithful through the hard times, steadfast in the sad times. Joseph leads us to Jesus, reveals the Christ child to us. So if Joseph is leading us to Jesus, then how might we learn more from Joseph? How could we be more like Joseph and lead others to the Christ child? Could it be that we need to echo Joseph's faith? I wonder how we might keep strong when we are feeling weak. Could it be that we are to pray to God for him to act and watch out for where he does? I wonder how we might this week pray for God to act. How we might deliberately search and look for God in our lives as we go on. Could it be that we should hold on to our life's dreams, our aspirations, maybe the pictures that we are given, and pray that God might reveal his path for us in and through those dreams, helping us bring our hopes into a reality? I wonder what pictures you have, what hopes you hold on to as you live your life with God. So that's my challenge for us this week, this first week of Advent, that you find ways of reminding yourself of how faithful you are, of how strong you want to be. That you keep watch this week for acts of kindness, acts of God, acts of faith. And look carefully for God in them. And that you spend time this week praying for your hopes and dreams, that God might bless those as he helps you to walk and work towards them. May your dreams and aspirations, may your faith and strength bring God glory this week. And may Joseph guide you to that Christ child as you watch and wait. Amen.